800,000 federal workers missed their first paycheck today as the partial government shutdown drags on. Today, the House of Representatives joined the Senate in passing a measure to pay all federal employees, including furloughed ones, retroactively. And the president is expected to sign it. He's also mulling a declaration of a national emergency to build the wall without Congress's help. Joining us now, NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Here we are again. And
yeah,
we're starting
feels like
to
Groundhog Day, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Except that now it feels a little more real since today is the payday and they're not getting paid. And the effects are starting to pile up. There's a story about farmers not getting federal crop payments or the planting information they need because of the government shutdown. A terminal at Miami International Airport is going to shut down this weekend because there aren't enough TSA workers coming in to work to keep that terminal open. Is there any sign, Scott, that the president's base is starting to split from him on this?
No, not really, if you're talking about his most enthusiastic supporters. We have a new NPR Ipsos poll out today that shows among Americans in general, three-quarters think that this long-running shutdown is an embarrassment for the country. About 7 in 10 think it's going to do damage to the economy, and it is. But there was a Reuters Ipsos poll out earlier this week, and among Republicans, they found more than three-quarters still want additional border fencing or some sort of border barrier, and more than half think that the government shutdown is a perfectly legitimate means towards that end. So, no, among the president's base, we're not seeing much erosion, even as the sad consequences of this shutdown continue to pile up like trash in a national park trash can.
Which is happening as well. And at this point, how likely is the president to do what he's been threatening to do and declare a national emergency so that the wall can be built with funds that have already been appropriated to other things, and he doesn't need Congress to give him the authority to do it?
Well, it's hard to put odds on the future, especially with this president. He said yesterday that he would probably, maybe, definitely go that route if he can't make a deal with Congress, but he also said he wasn't prepared to take that step just yet. Certainly, invoking emergency powers, which would allow the president to then raid various pots of money to build the wall without explicit congressional authorization, would be an audacious step. It would be fraught with political peril. It would surely invite legal challenges. And there are plenty of lawmakers who would be unhappy either because they have a stake in whatever pot of money might be
like
raided
disaster
for that purpose.
Relief funds for yeah. Certain things, yeah.
Or simply because they don't like to give up, you know, the congressional control of the purse strings. But there's also a grudging sense among some lawmakers that this may be the only sort of face-saving off-ramp from this situation where there's been very little sign of compromise.
Meanwhile, what is happening in Congress? The House of Representatives, controlled by the Democrats now, keeps passing bills to reopen shuttered agencies, but it doesn't seem like those are going anywhere in the Senate, and are negotiations still taking place?
You know, while you mentioned that both houses have now passed a bill to ensure that federal workers get back pay if and when this shutdown ever ends, mm-hmm. That's pretty much all they've been able to agree on. And now we've had both houses recess for the weekend, so we can basically guarantee that this shutdown will stretch into tomorrow, making it the longest in history. No, there don't appear to be negotiations going on. There were some sort of nascent talks yesterday on the Senate side between moderate Republicans and others, but they quickly broke down and evaporated. And we had Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, who's often an ally of the White House, basically throwing up his hands and saying, okay, I guess we're going to have to go the emergency declaration mm-hmm. route.
Meanwhile, Scott, big news in the Russia investigation, I guess the broader Russia investigation, and that is that former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will testify publicly before Congress next month. What is your sense of the White House worry about that and what Cohen is likely to be questioned about and talk about?
The president was asked about this yesterday while he was down at the border in Texas, and he sort of brushed off the question, saying he's not concerned about it at all. It was, I think, his shortest answer he gave during a lengthy back and forth with reporters. I'm not sure that that's true, that he's not at all concerned. We do expect that Michael Cohen's going to be pretty circumspect in the open hearing about what he has to say specifically around the Russia investigation and the special counsel's investigation. He's probably going to talk mostly about how he misrepresented his own communications with Russia over a future Trump building, and whether that that misstatement that he made, his lie to Congress, was somehow coordinated with anyone, including the president himself.
That is certainly going to be a day that a lot of people are going to be paying attention to what's going on in Washington. Scott Horsley, NPR White House reporter, thank you.
You're welcome.